Hello and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas, and this is On Point Talk, the official OPT network. OPT brings you a fresh perspective on local and national issues. Our guests will encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time in business, community, social, health issues, and a lot more. Nora Clayton and Something Unique About Hair has moved to a bigger and better location and has changed its name to Be Unique Hair Salon. It's located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Be Unique Hair Salon will still offer great services specializing in healthy hair and hair restoration. Be Unique Hair Salon still provides total services like sew-ins, quick weaves, braids, deep conditioners, plus a whole lot more. Be Unique Hair Salon. Phone for an appointment, 318-442-7204.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexandria's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexandria Diversity in Action Program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MBE, WBE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MBE, WBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute. Doctors Gary Jones and Chance DeWitt are committed to innovations, pioneering many of the latest advancements in cardiovascular and thoracic surgical care in the Central Louisiana region, providing state-of-the-art technology for patients. LACVT specializes in surgical treatment of heart, vascular, and lung disorders. When patients need evaluation or surgery for cardiovascular health concerns, there's more to consider than their physical health. Dr. Jones and Dr. DeWitt are involved, personable physicians who give patients the time and attention they need. Our team's expertise, combined with our commitment to outstanding patient care, means that physicians in our area can refer patients to LACVT with confidence. For more information, 318-442-0106 or www.lacvt.com. Tanja's Professional Tax Service is owned and operated by LaTanja Williams, authorized IRS e-file provider and tax specialist, specializing in individual and business returns. Tanja's is located at 100 Evergreen Street in Bunkie. Tanja's Professional Tax Services offers a variety of services, including free consultation, refund anticipation loans, electronic filing, direct deposit, E1 Visa card. It's convenient and cost-efficient, fast and accurate returns, discounts for senior citizens, state employees, and active military personnel, guaranteed audit protection, plus year-round tax service. You can phone Tanja's at 318-346-4091. Darrell's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Darrell's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Darrell's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Darrell's Auto Service, member ASA, Darrell's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Darrell's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk. Is your hair red carpet ready? Well, Selah Beauty Supply is Alexandria's newest beauty supply store. Selah Beauty Supply offers 7,000 square feet of beauty supplies and accessories. Everything you need in designer hair brands, wigs, extensions, handbags, scarves, cosmetics, hats, and jewelry, plus so much more. Look your absolute best with Selah Beauty Supply, the supply store with all of your beauty needs. St. Law Beauty Supply is located at 4011 Lakeside Drive behind Pizza Hut at Lee and MacArthur Drive, or phone 318-442-8950. Open Monday through Saturday from 9:30 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. St. Law Beauty Supply, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Attention small business owners. The Louisiana Department of Economic Development and Small and Emerging Business Development Program leaders are meeting in Alexandria on the 30th. Note the date, time, and place. Wednesday, January 30th from 10 a.m. to noon at the Best Western Hotel in Alexandria. Intermediaries from around the state will gather to review the Small and Emerging Business Development Program and receive updates on new policies and procedures. These meetings are designed to inspire, encourage, inform, and excite intermediaries as they look for ways to better support your business. You'll hear from these leaders. John W. Matthews, Executive Director, Louisiana Economic Development Small Business Services. Stephanie Reed, Louisiana Economic Development Business Development Officer. Joe Page, Chief Diversity Officer, City of Alexandria. And Martin Johnson, President, Alexandria Metropolitan Foundation. Important information to help you succeed with your small business. This program is administered and supported by the Alexandria Metropolitan Foundation and the City of Alexandria, and is co-sponsored by the Greater Alexandria Downtown Development Authority.
Hello, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas. And if you're listening, you're on point. This is the official OPT Network. And our website, of course, is www.onpointcxmas.com. You can go to our website, click on, and listen live. It doesn't matter what part of the country you're in. We welcome you on this momentous Monday. It's January 7th, and if you're just getting your morning started, it's 7:37. And I tell you what, DC, it is a momentous Monday for so many reasons. People are back on the grind, and school kids are back in school. Yes, so everybody's kind of got to really, really get their momentum going on this Monday, because now we've got to get back in the groove of getting kids up, getting them ready for school, and making sure that everybody is on point. And I know for us this morning, we had the big talk with Deuce. Not really a big talk, but just a talk to say, you know what, let's get our mind ready. Let's get refocused. It was a blessed holiday season. You had a great time. And so now it's time to get back in the groove, get back to your job of finishing up and finishing strong. And you know, one of the things that I hope that parents are doing this morning, DC, as they're getting kids off to school, is reminding them that they've got to finish up strong. And that's what we're focusing on in our house, finishing strong, making sure that after the holiday is over, that you don't just fall back and slack up. You've got to continue. You've got to continue with the momentum. And we all have to continue with good momentum. And the way that we start is by saying what we want and what we expect to have. And that's what we've got to do for our kids. We've got to focus in not on the fact that it's Monday, because Monday is a great day. Monday is the beginning. And if you equate Monday with a great beginning, and then you wrap your mind around momentum, that movement, that inertia, getting going, and make Monday a powerful day. But I'm telling you, if you're driving in this morning, or you're sitting at your desk and you're saying, woe is me, it's Monday, and you're figuring out everything that can go wrong, it absolutely will. So we want to encourage you this Monday morning. Make sure your kids are getting off to a good start. Make sure that you're getting off to a good start. No matter how the morning started, you know what? It takes a little bit of time to get back in the groove. And remember, what we said, what DC said to Deuce this morning, I really liked it. He said, you know what, son? In order to be a good leader, you've got to be a good follower. And when you learn to follow, it makes it easier to lead. Well, what was he talking about? He was talking about going to school and following the teacher's lead, making sure that we really impart those sorts of values in our kids, not just on Momentous Monday, but every single day. It makes it easier for your child, and it makes it easier for the teacher. When your kids understand that the teacher is the leader, no matter what they think, no matter how bored out of their mind or whatever it is they're talking about, that when they follow, one day it makes it easier for them to lead. And you know what? That's true for all of us. Sometimes we all want to be leaders and nobody wants to follow. But guess what? You can't really, really lead effectively until you learn to follow. And that's just a word for this Momentous Monday. Now, we want to remind you that school zones are in effect. Yes, those lights are flashing. School buses are rolling. And those school zones are in effect until 9 o'clock. Help our resource officers. Help our crossing guards. And help those kids get to school safely by simply slowing down, staying engaged, and making sure that you're watching out for kids that are walking, kids that are standing at school bus stops, and kids that are crossing through those crossing zones. So you know what? It is a wonderful day, and I am declaring it. I hope that you will as well. I know a lot has happened. A lot has happened for us just over the past few days. A lot of people are having a lot of challenges, but you know what? We woke up this morning afresh and anew. It is a new day. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we hope that you will rejoice and be glad in it. It is Momentous Monday. It's 7:42. Today is January 7th, and you're on point. We're back right after this. Is your hair red carpet ready? Well, Selah Beauty Supply is Alexandria's newest beauty supply store. Selah Beauty Supply offers 7,000 square feet of beauty supplies and accessories. Everything you need in designer hair brands, wigs, extensions, handbags, scarves, cosmetics, hats, and jewelry, plus so much more. Look your absolute best with Selah Beauty Supply, the supply store with all of your beauty needs. Selah Beauty Supply is located at 4011 Lakeside Drive behind Pizza Hut at Lee and MacArthur Drive, or phone 318-442-8950. Open Monday through Saturday from 9:30 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. Selah Beauty Supply, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Tomorrow is just around the corner. Putting the tax advantages of an IRA to work for you now is the smartest way to begin saving for retirement. An IRA from First Federal Bank can set you on the right path. The sooner you start contributing, the longer your money grows and the more you benefit. Talk with one of their representatives today about the IRA that's right for you. First Federal Bank of Louisiana. Member FDIC.
First Federal Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Bro, where's your car?
It's okay. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, Jake.
My car got jacked.
I got it.
Ladies, guess you're walking.
You got those figures for me yet?
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with an intern.
Nice work.
Casual Wednesdays!
Whoa! What?
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexandria's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexandria's Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MBE, WBE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MBE, WBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hello, I'm Joe Page, Chief Diversity Officer for the City of Alexandria, and I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Harlot Christmas.
I'm Connie Cooper, Executive Director with Rapids Habitat for Humanity, and I stay informed by listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas at 88.1.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the OPT Network. It's 7:47 a.m., and this segment of the OPT Network is sponsored by First Federal Bank of Louisiana, building the community that we serve for more than 60 years. And like a good neighbor, your State Farm agent, Rosa Fields, is serving Rapides Parish and surrounding areas for all of your home, auto, and life insurance needs. The number to phone is 318-487-1881. Hickson Automotive Group, they're in Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. For more information, simply log on to hicksonhasit.com. Well, if you're just peeking out, it's cold outside. Make sure that kids are bundled up, especially kids standing at bus stops and walking to school and heading into school. You know what? Sometimes it's tough after you've been on a long hiatus like the kids have, and you're back. You're headed back after a long break. But you know what? We expect that it's going to be good. And we've got text messages already this morning, and DC is chuckling. You know, it's all about football season, bowl games, and got a text saying, Roll Tide, the national championship game. DC is going to be played tonight. We've been talking a lot about it. Notre Dame and Alabama tonight. And DC is, he's cracking up so much. Everybody is just looking for Alabama to show up and show out.
Yeah, I think Alabama's going to pull it out. That was Kendrick calling saying Roll Tide.
Yeah, well, we'll see. We'll see. It's going to be a good game. It's going to be good to get your hot wings and your popcorn ready.
Coming from an LSU fan.
Yeah, that's a lot coming from an LSU fan. I tell you what, it was a great weekend of not only football, but fishing.
Church.
Church.
Not forget about church.
Church.
Because, look, let me just say this about
church. Go ahead and say it.
You know, I feel like a new man after going to church this morning, yesterday morning, because, you know, Pastor Greg put it down in there.
That's right. And you know what?
I needed that rejuvenation. And I have to have that, Corlett.
I know you do.
I cannot be missing church.
You can't be missing church.
It's like I'm missing something.
To go on the fishing bank. And, and you know what? The experts even say, DC, that if you want to improve your life, that it is critical that you tap into your spiritualities. And studies show that people who regularly spend time in church or worship on their own are happier and healthier than those who don't.
And
it bears true for you, doesn't it?
I notice personally, it really helps with my love walk too. Not only all the word that I'm getting, but it helps me in so many other different areas of my life. I mean, when you miss church a couple of few weeks, you really, you know, you understand, you appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
You sense it, you feel it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I understand. You know, I have to go to church. I'm just not the man that I am without church. I just cannot function without it.
And I don't think anybody is. And sometimes it takes us longer, some longer than others, to really get there and to know that that's how, in many cases, God speaks to us through his word and through the men and women of God. And so it's important. And if you don't believe it, even if you're one of those people who is a critical thinker, even the experts who've researched it said that, you know, it's just important. And it says that it helps you in so many different ways. And so, you know, we're kind of making an important point, because you had kind of been fishing a lot. You'd been fishing a lot.
Yes, I've been out there getting them.
You've been getting them. And tell us about what happened this weekend. You and Deuce Christmas went out there.
The rain is all that happened. I mean, we caught a lot of fish before the rain came.
But,
you know, I just cannot emphasize enough about how I feel after going. It's like physically I even feel better. I don't even get it. I know that after going into church yesterday morning and receiving that word that seemed like it was tailor-made to fit me.
Right.
You know that's how the Spirit works.
Absolutely.
And I just feel like a new.
Mm-hmm. You know, refreshed. Doesn't it help to give you momentum for Monday?
Oh, man, does it. I mean, I really do feel rejuvenated. And it had been 3 weeks since I had been to church.
Mm-hmm.
And it felt like an eternity.
Wow.
It just felt like a longer time.
Well, listen to what the University of Pennsylvania neuroscientist said. Dr. Andrew Newberg says that regular prayer or meditation makes the part of your brain that's responsible for focus and concentration more efficient. So that just really bears witness with what you're saying.
Absolutely. Even seeing the church members, you know, it looks like, you know, like Sister Marge told me, where you been?
Is that what she said?
Yeah, because, you know, people notice when you're not at church.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know.
Because you have a supply.
Absolutely. They love you and they are concerned about you when you're not at church. Because it used to be, once upon a time when I wasn't at church, it was something foul going on. You know.
Absolutely.
A few years back, it was like, okay, he's not at church. What's going on?
Did he fall off?
You know.
And you know what? It's good to have that little accountability.
Yes, it is.
Where people are saying, okay, we missed you. Where were you?
Right.
And so it's good. And, you know, I think that really this conversation for us and maybe for people listening is about putting first things first and making sure that you're the most important things and that our perspectives are in the right place.
Absolutely. And the last thing I want to do is, you know, because God blessed me with a beautiful new boat. The last thing I want to do is be the type of person that God blesses you with something and then the blessing stops you from being.
Absolutely.
At the place that you
prayed for the blessing for, from.
That you go to get the word
right.
To be blessed.
Right.
So, you know, I don't want to be one of those type of people. And I ask God to forgive me for it.
And I think he has. Yeah. I think you're beating yourself up.
No, I'm moving on. You know, maybe I can help somebody else with it, though.
Right.
Because, you know, we don't want to be like that. And I would not be missing church like that.
Because
I enjoy church. I enjoy getting the word.
And you enjoy fishing.
Yes, I do.
But
yes,
you've got to put that in perspective.
For all That's My grandmother
right.
used to say, it's time for all things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I can't be fishing, even when the weather is optimal. You know, like, because sometimes, you know, I'll go and I won't have a good day Saturday.
And you got to go get them.
And the next day is optimal, and I just negotiate and intellectualize the fact that, you know, I can let you tell me what happened at church, but it's not the same.
Because,
you know, you can give it to me, but you can't give it to me like Pastor Greg.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. And a word for everyone. Scientists say it. If you don't believe it, it's just true that when you tap into your spirituality, it just makes your life better. And one of the things that they say is spending time regularly at church or in worship and prayer. And that's something that we hope that everybody will do. And it'll help your Mondays. It'll help your momentum. And it'll just help you to put things in perspective. But you know what? You just can't go. You got to be a doer of the word. Not to preach to anybody, but just a word, whether it's a spiritual word or a scientific word, it just lets you know that they are both correlated and there's no getting around it. You just do better. And I think your weeks go better when you go in and you get the word. Now, on the fishing tip, it was a rainy, cold fishing day, but you guys still managed to pull out some pole benders.
Yeah, we managed to pull out some nice ones, and we got out of there kind of early because the rain caught us.
But, mm-hmm.
You know, Sunday was, you know, kind of, we went on the turf.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And you know what? When we talk about being rainy and cold, we can't talk about that without talking about flu season. Plus, we want to tell you what's happening in the city of Alexandria with tobacco-free living. One full year of Alexandria being smoke-free. Can you believe it?
Go A Town.
Leading the state. You're on point, everybody. It's 7:56. If you're just getting your morning going, make sure that you stay engaged. Make sure you're slowing down, and make sure that you remember 9 o'clock is when those school zones end. You're on point.
Latonja's Professional Tax Service is owned and operated by Latonja Williams, authorized IRS e-file provider and tax specialist, specializing in individual and business returns. Latonja's is located at 100 Evergreen Street in Bunkie. Latonja's Professional Tax Services offers a variety of services, including free consultation, refund anticipation loans, electronic filing, direct deposit, E1 Visa card. It's convenient and cost-efficient, fast and accurate returns, discounts for senior citizens, state employees, and active military personnel, guaranteed audit protection, plus year-round tax service. You can phone Tonja's at 318-346-4091.
Shopping for the best deal in town? Start at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Heart of Louisiana has great Visa rates as low as 7.9% APR. With no transfer fees and no cash advance fees, you'll start this shopping season with the best deal in town.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union.
Shop happier this holiday season knowing that you've already found one of the best deals in town. A Heart of Louisiana Visa with great rates. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union's Visa with rates as low as 7.9% APR will get your Christmas shopping done and leave you with enough to treat yourself. Learn more at any branch or visit heartcu.org. Credit rates contingent on credit score and approval. Federally insured by the NCUA.
The Credit Union with a heart.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
There are gift shops, and then there's Terra Home. Terra Home has built a solid reputation in Central Louisiana as the go-to place for unique gift items for any occasion. The first thing you'll notice about Terra Home is it's bright, it's warm, and it's inviting. And the displays are meticulously put together and simply bursting with treasures just waiting to be discovered. Terra Home for the best gifts, home decor, jewelry, and so much more. Terra Home is located at 1355 Peterman Drive in Alexandria, or phone 318-561-0079.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.traveloforoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Avol's Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats, and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
If McDonald's offered you a heavenly, mouth-watering pork sandwich, would you take it? A juicy, perfectly cooked slab of tender, real pork. Now smothered in tangy, savory barbecue sauce. Mmm, imagine it. And top it with slivered onions and crisp pickles all housed between a toasted bun. Wish it was real? Well, the McRib is real and ready to be devoured. Grab one now before the fantasy fades. McDonald's McRib, more tasty temptations to love. For a limited time at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hello, I am LaTanya Williams, owner and operator of Tanya's Professional Tax Service, and I listen to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I'm Thesha Davis, owner of Davis One Stop in Cheneyville, and I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network, with Carlette Christmas.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT. It's 8:01, and this segment is sponsored by Selah Beauty Supply. For all of your beauty needs, there's 7,000 square feet, whether it's hair weave, hair extensions, hair wigs, whatever you need, it is at the newly opened Selah Beauty Supply. They're on Lakeside. They're at 4011 Lakeside. It's right behind the McDonald's on that back street off of MacArthur Drive. Be sure and go in and see what they've got for all of your beauty needs. Terra Home, they're located at 1355 Peterman Drive right here in Alexandria. If you're looking for great gifts, wonderful home decor, Terra Home is where you should start. Also, St. Francis Cabrini Women's and Children's Hospital, taking care of the community with state-of-the-art technology. Don't forget about their mammography, mammograms. For more information about free mammograms, the number to phone, 318-487-1122. Also, McDonald's of Pineville.
KAYT 88.1, Gina, Alexandria.
Hey, you know, before we went to break, DC, we were talking about church, and we were talking not only about how we feel when we go to church, but the scientific studies that have just come out about church attendance, spirituality, praying, worshiping, meditating, the whole gamut. And I just wanted to, before we leave that conversation, DC, I just wanted to tell people that, you know, even when your spouse does not attend church, I know for women, and for, let me say for me, that used to be the hardest thing. If I had to go to church without DC, I would be downright heated. But you know what? As you get older and you get better and you start to understand the word better, you know that the only person that you can control is yourself.
Correct.
And so what I decided just a few years ago is I decided that I was not going to be in control of your spiritual life anymore, or I was not going to try to be in control of that. So whether you go to church or you don't go to church, I'm going to be happy with the decision that I make. And for a lot of couples, I think that that could be a huge bone of contention.
Yeah, but I think it's about control.
It is about control. It is about wanting what you want. It is about, for me, I think it was a lot about appearance. What is it going to look like? What are people going to think? But you know what? When you get into knowing who you are, it just is okay, you know? And I think that the way that we can lead in any situation, and I was talking about that at the top of the show with our kids, the way that we lead is by example. And I just go, and if you decide you're going to fish, you induce Christmas, then y'all have to deal with that.
Roll Tide. That's what Kendrick said. Roll Tide.
Roll Tide. All right.
No, I'm just joking. You're absolutely right, Mama. You're absolutely right. Excellently put.
You know, because, I mean, for a lot of years, you know, that was a subject of nagging and anger and
yes, it was.
Just
yes, it
ugliness
was.
And, on Sunday morning.
And, you know, to show my contempt, if you ask me if I was going, the answer is no.
Yeah, just your rebelliousness is what that was. That was
no.
Sheer.
Am I going? Absolutely.
Downright rebellious.
Not since you asked.
Oh, not since I asked.
Well, I tell
you. I was until you asked.
Yeah.
No, no.
And so, you know, everybody's kind of got to get it for themselves.
Absolutely.
And you know what I learned from this situation from the last three Sundays and just not saying anything, just doing what I felt in my spirit I needed
right.
to do? You came to your own revelation when you came.
Right, right. And I knew when I wasn't going, I should have been going. And I thought I was going to be happier fishing. As many fish as I caught, I still know that I should have been at church. And I'm just not going to do it again. Now, if I make a decision
There's
to take the whole weekend
but,
and go camp out, well, you know,
right.
I can't be at church.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, that's not what happened. I had fully planned to go to church on those days.
Mm-hmm.
And
but what had happened was...
No, what happened was I made a decision
uh-huh.
to say, you know what, I'm going to skip church and go fish.
Absolutely.
That's what I did. I'm going to just man up on
mm-hmm.
it. You know, and it was wrong. And I'm just not going to be doing that because, you know, God blessed me with the beautiful boat and I'm not going to be, you know, taking what I was blessed with and use that to not do what I know I'm supposed to be doing.
Mm-hmm.
And another thing, too, is, no, I didn't appreciate it when you was trying to goat me into going to church. I don't care for that kind of stuff.
Absolutely. And most people don't.
Yeah, I don't care for that.
And it doesn't work. And it is about control.
Right.
And I think a lot of people, and I speak.
Even if I win, I couldn't receive. Now, I do like the way you have turned into, I'm a lead by attraction rather than promotion.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, you didn't promote me. You said, look, you're not going. No, I'm not going. I'm going to go fishing. Okay, I'm going to church.
Exactly.
And I said, okay, good. We're going to go fishing, and basically you just bring back what you get. And, you know, you can bring back bits and pieces, but you're not anointed to, like Pastor
That's
Gray
right, I'm not a preacher.
Give that word,
mm-hmm.
and for that word to take hold.
Right, right.
You know, yesterday that word took hold to me, Carlette. It just took hold to
me. And let me just say a little bit about what the word was saying yesterday, because we have been saying that a lot, that the big things that we're believing for in this new year, that we really have got to grow and increase in our faith. And a lot of times when you're expecting God to do such great things on your behalf,
right.
you have no idea, DC, how those things are going to happen.
You absolutely have no idea. And I like what he was saying about when you're facing these things and you're trying to get these big things done,
mm-hmm.
your faith has to be in him. You get more of the word, but you have to keep your eye on him.
Right. And I think that that's the word. And I know probably a lot of people went to church and maybe some didn't on yesterday. But if you're traveling in on this momentous Monday and you're listening to the show and you're expecting and you have been expecting great things and you've not yet seen the fruition of those things, what we would say this morning is I think we're all in that boat. But if you just don't quit, DC.
Absolutely.
And, you know, we have been facing some challenges in our family and we've been caring for a sick loved one. And if you look for the good in every single thing instead of focusing on the bad, you can find it. You can find ways to encourage other people. But the thing that happens to many of us is that when we don't see the fruition, when we don't see the fruit of those things that we have believed and believed and believed and prayed and prayed and prayed, then we get discouraged and we quit. And this morning, on this momentous Monday, if you just press in and you keep going and you've got to grow in faith, because some of the things that we're believing God for, they are so big that when they happen, God wants us to know unequivocally it wasn't you. It was so big that you could never do it yourself. I'm talking to you guys and I'm talking to us guys. DC and I, we're feeling the same things. And so this morning we just want to encourage you, get your momentum, get your movement, start speaking those things that you can't see. Continue speaking, continue moving to the mark, and you'll see, eventually, you'll see the greatness of those things that you're believing for. It's Momentous Monday. And guess what? If you start out right, I almost guarantee you're going to end right. So you got to get to Monday. You got to get through Monday. Got to make Monday great before you can get to Friday. Stay on point, everybody. We're back with more right after this.
Attention small business owners, the Louisiana Department of Economic Development and Small and Emerging Business Development Program leaders are meeting in Alexandria on the 30th. Note the date, time, and place. Wednesday, January 30th from 10 a.m. to noon at the Best Western Hotel in Alexandria. Intermediaries from around the state will gather to review the Small and Emerging Business Development Program and receive updates on new policies and procedures. These meetings are designed to inspire, encourage, inform, and excite intermediaries as they look for ways to better support your business. You'll hear from these leaders. John W. Matthews, Executive Director, Louisiana Economic Development Small Business Services. Stephanie Reed, Louisiana Economic Development Business Development Officer. Joe Page, Chief Diversity Officer, City of Alexandria. And Martin Johnson, President, Alexandria Metropolitan Foundation. Important information to help you succeed with your small business. This program is administered and supported by the Alexandria Metropolitan Foundation and the City of Alexandria and is co-sponsored by the Greater Alexandria Downtown Development Authority.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companion's health care services, people care by caring people, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hey, what's up with that McRib sandwich at Mickey D's? It tastes good, but where's the bone? Well, let me break it down. They start with the 100% tender, juicy pork minus the bone. Because no bone means more meat. And more meat means what? More sauce. Tangy, sweet, delicious sauce. Add pickles and onions, stack it all up on a tasty bun, and bam! A delicious McRib sandwich that fits in the palm of your hand. But only for a limited time. Now that's the simple joy of McRib. At participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute understand that their patients deserve leading-edge cardiac, vascular, and thoracic care. Board-certified doctors Gary Jones and Chance DeWitt are committed to quality care and innovations, pioneering many of the latest advancements in cardiovascular and thoracic surgical care. Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute, the leading edge in state-of-the-heart care. Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
A stroke can be devastating, so it's important to know the signs and get immediate care at Christus Cabrini Stroke Center. We've partnered with Ochsner Medical Center's telemedicine program to provide 24/7 access to highly specialized neurologists. And we're ranked in HealthGrade's top 5% nationally for treatment of stroke. When seconds matter, care matters. Christus Cabrini Stroke Center. Fighting stroke together.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hunger exists in Central Louisiana.
It has many faces, but knows no age, no race, no gender, no season. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is working to end hunger. We distribute food to more than 22,000 people every month, but many more often do not know where their next meal will come from. We need your help. Call the Food Bank or visit fbcinlaw.org. Please support the Food Bank in its efforts to alleviate hunger in Central Louisiana.
The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hello, I am Darlene St. Romain, Executive Director of Sylvia's Caring Companions, and I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I am Johnny Marks, President of McDonald's Pineville, and I am proud to be a part of the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to the OPT Network. It's Momentous Monday, and this segment is sponsored by Get Wired Satellites. Jeremy Clary, get HD for life, plus all of the channels that you want by simply phoning 318-767-2220. The City of Alexandria's Diversity in Action. Now, if you're just joining this morning, it's 16 minutes after 8. It's Momentous Monday, and today is January 7th, 2013. Now, we're switching gears just a little bit, talking about something that was so critically important to not only Alexandria, but the state of Louisiana. We're talking about tobacco-free living, and let's be totally clear, celebrating 1 year of Alexandria being smoke-free. And Alexandria is the only city in the state that has taken on this posture. And here to talk about this important milestone is Jennifer Gilchrist. She is the regional manager of tobacco-free living for Region 6. Jen, good morning and welcome.
Good morning, Carlette. Thank you for having me.
And so really, really important that we visit this 1 year later because so many people, including your team and the City of Alexandria, not to mention so many other people that worked diligently to make this happen. Let's talk about it.
Absolutely. It is a cause for celebration. We do have 1 year of implementation since January 1st, 2012,
mm-hmm.
and things are going well. We have great reason to be proud. Our city officials unanimously mm-hmm. passed this legislation last year, and we have a team of wonderful health people in our community, mm-hmm. our coalition, who all came together and supported this, as well as having support from the rest of the state.
Mm-hmm.
And we have done a tremendous thing for the health of Alexandria citizens and our musicians and our people who work in bar venues and bingo hall venues.
Absolutely. And for a lot of people, Jennifer, even though it passed unanimously, there were still people that were skeptical of this movement and believed that it would not be good for businesses. Let's talk about what we have seen over this first year.
Exactly. There's a great concern that people will lose business or that their bottom line will be affected by this. And we were very, very fortunate in October of 2012 to have a Smoke-Free Air Act study that shows there's no impact on employment in the hospitality industry. And I'll go ahead and clarify what that is.
Mm-hmm.
The Smoke-Free Air Act is our state law. And we, of course, have most indoor spaces protected from secondhand smoke, with the exemptions being bars and gaming. And the Louisiana Campaign for Tobacco-Free Living used employment data from the Louisiana Department of Labor in two categories,
mm-hmm.
which is the accommodation industry and the food service and drinking places between January 1st, 2002 and June 30th, 2011. And they did statistical data analysis on this and found that the impact of the Smoke-Free Air Act, which is our state law, on accommodation, food service, and drinking places was not statistically significant. In other words, the state Smoke-Free Air Act did not decrease employment in the hospitality industry, as was feared.
Absolutely. And for a lot of people, until this movement really, really got up and going, a lot of people, we understood that secondhand smoke was bad, but then we started learning about thirdhand smoke, and we learned about the rigors and how unhealthy just that second and third hand smoke can be to those people who are inhaling that smoke.
Exactly. And of course, as you're aware, Carlette, because you were part of our press conference that's revealed this information, before the Alexandria ordinance was passed, January of 2011, we had air quality monitoring conducted in our bars and gaming facilities when smoking was present. And then in January 2012, actually 1 week after the smoke-free ordinance was passed and implemented, we went back in and had more air quality done to see what it was like afterwards when things were smoke-free. And what happened was in the 2011, when there was smoking, 60% of the bars sampled had hazardous air quality levels. Those are the EPA standards for measuring pollutants. And 20% had unhealthy. So in other words, you went into either one of these venues and there was no good air to be found.
Absolutely.
None had good air.
Mm-hmm.
Well, after we measured, once everything was smoke-free, there was a 97% reduction in pollution levels.
Wow.
And the indoor air, as far as the EPA standards are concerned, was now nearly as clean as outdoor air. So that right there is our scientific data that shows how dangerous and toxic it was prior with all the smoke.
Absolutely.
And how much healthier it was afterwards.
Absolutely. And what a lot of people were not aware of and may still not be aware of is that that smell that gets in our clothes and in our hair and just gets all over you is that there are 7,000 chemicals that actually lead to that smell. And those chemicals are the very same chemicals and measurable chemicals that harm us, like asthma and lung cancer and emphysema and all of those chronic diseases. So there is a lot of data that has gone into this, and there is a lot that goes into living, working, and going into those environments that are filled with smoke.
Exactly. And if anyone has any type of chronic disease risk, like you said, asthma or emphysema or COPD or any other health issues, being exposed to the secondhand smoke exaggerates their problems so much more. And so we have done a very, very positive thing for the health of everyone, no matter where they work.
Absolutely. And on a personal note, Jennifer, because Team OPT really watched you guys in action over the course of this journey, because it was a journey. And the process.
Y'all supported us 100% is what I want to say. Y'all were awesome throughout this process. But go ahead with your
But we saw the challenges and we saw the ebbs and the flows. And so for you personally, what has this victory meant for you? Because I know that you guys, I mean, you did a lot of work, received a lot of rejection and a lot of really harshness trying to get this measure passed.
Well, it's the nature of bringing forth a subject that tends to be very personal for people, as well as they're very passionate about it. And because of that, you're going to find a lot of intense emotion from folks. And it is a little bit disengaging, you know, when you come up against that. However,
and you're being very nice. Disengaging is very, very kind, because you guys really, I mean, you came under fire, and a lot of people may not know that, but And you guys stood in what you believed and stood in trying to be the change that, that you wanted to see in your state, starting right here in Alexandria.
And that's the thing, Carlette, is that this is a true public health issue.
Mm-hmm.
And as a public health servant, working in conjunction with many, many others who are also public health servants in this community, we are standing for the people to have good and positive health outcomes. Whether mm-hmm. you're in a hospital, we had the support of our hospitals, we had the support of our doctors, we had the support of all of our state agencies that also promote positive health, the Rapides Foundation, who supports this issue so much with their initiatives as mm-hmm. well. And so many of us in the community who are here to take care of our people, mm-hmm. Our council members and our administration, that mm-hmm. they're here to take care of people too. And one of the ways that we do that is to advocate for them and for good, positive health situations. And it's most people, we're used to stepping outside at the mall or mm-hmm. at the movies or at the grocery store, at their place of business, to have their smoke if they choose to do that. So this was just one other area where we asked that they please step outside so that the people that are in the bar, mm-hmm. in the bingo hall, working there for 8-hour shifts or 6-hour shifts, have good, clean air to breathe that protects their health and keeps them from not coming down with, you know, sinus infections and other things that keep them away from their job.
Absolutely. Jen, let me get a quick break here, but when we come back, we'll let you talk about what's coming up and what you guys hope to see in the near future. Stay on point, everybody. We're back right after this. Is your hair red carpet ready? Well, Selah Beauty Supply is Alexandria's newest beauty supply store. Selah Beauty Supply offers 7,000 square feet of beauty supplies and accessories. Everything you need in designer hair brands, wigs, extensions, handbags, scarves, cosmetics, hats, and jewelry, plus so much more. Look your absolute best with Selah Beauty Supply, the supply store with all of your beauty needs. Selah Beauty Supply is located at 4011 Lakeside Drive behind Pizza Hut at Lee and MacArthur Drive, or phone 318-442-8950. Open Monday through Saturday from 9:30 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. Selah Beauty Supply, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
Rayhide Painted Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Painted Body Works, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Call your agent.
My agent?
Yeah.
You were driving.
You know, it's cool.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, guys.
Oof, what's up, Tony? You see what he made me do, right?
It's okay, I got it.
That was it.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with the world's smallest violin. Because this is what I hear when you talk.
Can I get a binky for baby Brown Brown?
Here you go.
That's it. Michael Buffer.
Let's get ready to rumble!
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Hello, I'm Rosa Fields, a local State Farm insurance agent, and I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I'm Dallas Hickson, managing partner of Hickson Automotive, and I'm proud to be part of the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. This segment is sponsored by your State Farm agent, Kyle Wolf, like a good neighbor. Kyle is serving Avoyelles Parish and surrounding areas with home, auto, life, and banking. For all of your insurance needs, the number to phone is 318-346-6695. Also, Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works, expert collision repair. Anybody can remove your dents, but Lynn and Ray Hyde, well, they remove your doubts with state-of-the-art technology.
This is the 70,000-watt voice of the community. KAYT, Gina Alexandria.
Well, y'all, it is still Momentous Monday. It's 8:31, and if you're just joining, we're joined by Jennifer Gilchrist. She is the regional manager of tobacco-free living for Region 6, and we're talking about 1 year of the Smoke-Free Act being passed right here in Alexandria, and what it has done for not only Alexandria, Jennifer, but what we hope that it will do for surrounding cities in this state. And we've got some cities that are on the brink of making the same move that Alexandria has.
Yes. As you know, we've had a lot of interest come from Natchitoches.
Mm-hmm.
And for all our listeners and out in that area,
absolutely,
let people know that you do support smoke-free environments for all people,
mm-hmm,
in their workplaces. They have a lot of interest and have been in watching to see how Alexandria's process goes.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're glad to report that not only with the air quality monitoring results, we can show a positive and obvious health,
mm-hmm,
improvement.
Mm-hmm.
With the Smoke-Free Air Act economic impact study on the hospitality industry, we can show that they need not fear a bottom-line loss,
mm-hmm,
of this. So this information is good, and to see that we're fine, we're,
mm-hmm,
doing great.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as with anything, you're going to have wobbly steps getting going, but for the most part, I think that we are going and moving along great.
Mm-hmm.
And this should be positive reinforcement to those communities. Natchitoches, Monroe, West Monroe,
mm-hmm,
Sulphur, and other areas throughout the state that have any interest in improving health for all employees.
Absolutely. And one of the things that struck me and us getting involved, the OPT network getting involved in the movement, was this. We believe, just as the act spoke to, that every single person, no matter where they worked, should be able to go in and be safe and breathe clean air. And every time I said that, I was really appreciative of the fact that I come into work and I breathe clean air, and it's just our inalienable right.
Exactly. And, you know, one of the best ways for someone to realize how far we've come,
mm-hmm,
as a state is to travel to another state,
right,
where they do not have that protection. Now, individual communities in some states have smoke-free air policies, but statewide they may not.
Mm-hmm.
And so, depending on where you go to in Texas, you could walk into a restaurant and be asked smoking or non-smoking.
Right.
And you're like, wow, I haven't heard that in about,
mm-hmm,
10 years, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And you know, there's no such thing. Mm-hmm. You can sit in the restaurant. I used to hate it, mm-hmm. Going to eat, especially because it's involving, you know, food and a pleasant, relaxing moment with my family or my
right.
husband. And you have secondhand smoke that you're getting mm-hmm. into your nose while you're eating your food. So all it takes is one of those moments when we can really appreciate and not take for granted what we have here.
Absolutely. And we just can't say enough about the city council that passed this movement, the administration that has supported this movement, and that Alexandria is leading the way. And I think that for this city, you know, that speaks volumes.
It does. And, you know, I think that our community is very progressive in this way, especially for the size that we are.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so incredibly proud of what our administrators, our council,
mm-hmm.
our city has chosen to do.
Absolutely.
Because it is hard. You spoke about that earlier. And so I'm sure they're getting their bit of challenges
mm-hmm.
in their designated areas. And to stand for something so positive and good,
mm-hmm.
you're going to take a few licks here and there. And I'm very, very, very proud
Absolutely.
Of what we've done. And I think that it's recognized that we are taking a lead in a lot of health issues
mm-hmm.
and that we are a city that cares about our people and mm-hmm. that cares to be healthy and fit.
And you know what, Jen, you know, as we have talked about this over the time that, you know, that we were working all diligently to make sure that this happened, is that change never comes easy. And anytime you try to implement change, there's always going to be those that kick against the pricks, so to speak,
mm-hmm.
that, you know, that kick against change. And but through the process of not quitting, your team came together and just remained focused and just never quit. And now we see the fruit of that. And I think that this 1 year is just the beginning, that it's only going to grow and get better, and that Alexandria will be the example that will not only lead other cities, but that will lead the entire state.
Exactly. And, you know, Carlette, we like to talk about things and from a very, you know, spiritual standpoint.
Absolutely.
Sometimes.
Absolutely.
And I was roaming around Facebook the other night, changing my profile picture, and someone had a post on there. I can't remember who it was, but it was from Pinterest. I think it was my niece up
mm-hmm.
in Michigan. And she said, it said, one of the most pivotal moments in your life will be to decide whether to keep trying
mm-hmm.
or to give up.
Absolutely. I love that.
I love it too.
I love that. One of the most pivotal moments in your life is to make the decision whether you will try.
Keep trying harder.
Keep trying harder or give up. And you know what we like to say, Jen? If you just don't quit, you'll see the fruit of your labors. And we want to thank you guys for not quitting. We want to thank you for making it happen with all of your hard work. Thanks, Jen.
Thank you, Carlette. That's awesome.
All right. Stand by for me, Jennifer. You're on point, everybody. We've got to take a quick break. It's 8:37. Remember those school zones? Well, they're in effect until 9 o'clock. Slow down, stay engaged, and make sure that you're watching out for others. You're on point.
Professional Tax Service is owned and operated by LaTanja Williams, authorized IRS e-file provider and tax specialist, specializing in individual and business returns. Tanja's is located at 100 Evergreen Street in Bunkie. Tanja's Professional Tax Services offers a variety of services, including free consultation, refund anticipation loans, electronic filing, direct deposit, E1 Visa card. It's convenient and cost-efficient, fast and accurate returns, discounts for senior citizens, state employees, and active military personnel, guaranteed audit protection, plus year-round tax service. You can phone Tanja's at 318-346-4091. Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts.
And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Shopping for the best deal in town? Start at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Heart of Louisiana has great Visa rates as low as 7.9% APR. With no transfer fees and no cash advance fees, you'll start this shopping season with the best deal in town.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union.
Shop happier this holiday season knowing that you've already found one of the best deals in town. A Heart of Louisiana Visa with great rates. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union's Visa with rates as low as 7.9% APR will get your Christmas shopping done and leave you with enough to treat yourself. Learn more at any branch or visit heartcu.org. Credit rates contingent on credit score and approval, federally insured by the NCUA.
The Credit Union with a heart.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
There are gift shops, and then there's Terra Home. Terra Home has built a solid reputation in Central Louisiana as the go-to place for unique gift items for any occasion. The first thing you'll notice about Terra Home is it's bright, it's warm, and it's inviting. And the displays are meticulously put together and simply bursting with treasures just waiting to be discovered. Terra Home for the best gifts, home decor, jewelry, and so much more. Terra Home is located at 1355 Peterman Drive in Alexandria, or phone 318-561-0079.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.traveloforoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Evolves Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
If McDonald's offered you a heavenly, mouth-watering pork sandwich, would you take it? A juicy, perfectly cooked slab of tender, real pork. Now smothered in tangy, savory barbecue sauce. Mmm, imagine it. And top it with slivered onions and crisp pickles all housed between a toasted bun. Wish it was real? Well, the McRib is real and ready to be devoured. Grab one now before the fantasy fades. McDonald's McRib, more tasty temptations to love. For a limited time at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hello, I am Jennifer Tishner, owner of Terra Home, and I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
This is Glenda Stock with McDonald's of Alexandria. I'm very honored and proud to be a part of On Point Talk, where we talk about the needs of women in business and in their homes and personal lives. I subscribe to the On Point Talk show with Carlette Christmas. I hope you'll do the same.
Hey, everybody. This is the official OPT Network, and this segment is sponsored by the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. The credit union with a heart. And let me tell you, they are absolutely dedicated to excellence. The Of Oils Commission of Tourism, stay and play in Of Oils Parish, and also Davis One Stop. If you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is in the heart of Cheneyville. Not only do they have great food, great gifts, it's just a great place to make a stop. And so this morning, we've got lots going on, talking about lots that's coming up. I don't know about you guys, but you know that we're really, really big football fans at the Christmas house. And yesterday was a big day, well, the whole weekend, really, for the playoffs. And tonight is a big night for D.C., the national championship, Notre Dame, Fighting Irish.
Roll Tide.
Everybody could just say Roll Tide. I hope that you guys look, the phone is buzzing as I open my mouth and say that. I hope you guys are not disappointed in the playoffs, because you know what? In the bowl games, because there were a lot of disappointments. There were some upsets. And so tonight we will see, and I suspect I'll have many calls on tomorrow, but that's going to be a great game to watch.
And also the playoffs. You know, this is the time of the year, especially if you're a football fan, you love the NFL playoffs and, you know, the road to the Super Bowl, D.C. And last night it was good to see the Ravens win. If you were a Ravens fan, they knocked off the Indianapolis Colts. Andrew Luck, his luck seemingly ran out on last night.
Ray Lewis,
you know, he's
final home game.
It was his final home game, and he has announced his retirement. And, you know, I really love what he said, DC. He said, you know, I've fought a good fight, and I finished my course. And it's good to see him go out when he's still at the top of his game. And it was hard for a lot of people to understand why he was going out, because he's still such a dynamic player, such a game changer.
And a heck of a leader.
A heck of a leader, and it seems like a heck of a man. You know, he has been a presence on the Ravens team for how many seasons? Did he say
four? This is his 17th year.
So he's been out there, but you know, I don't know how good it's going to be for the Ravens, because they will be playing the Denver Broncos.
Peyton Manning and company,
and
he's got a chip on his shoulder.
And he should. I really don't have much love for the Colts, you know, after the way that they
It's just business.
It's business, but I just thought that they were better than that. You know, I just didn't think that they handled it real well.
Well, that just goes to show that they'll do it to anybody. It's about the green.
Absolutely.
And it's about the franchise. Nobody's bigger than the franchise.
Absolutely. But you know what I think?
Nobody.
I think you're right. I think Peyton's got a chip on his shoulders. And I think that he's going to play big. I think he's going to get big. And the pundits are saying that they are the favorites, that the Denver Broncos.
That doesn't mean anything. You know, the pundits are always saying stuff. Whenever you have games full of emotion and stuff like that, you just can't say who's going to win. There's no real way. You know, because I'm saying Alabama's going to beat Notre Dame. There's really no real way anybody to know who's going to win that game. You know, you can make a decision in your mind
based on this,
and say, you know, based on this, I think this is what's going to happen. But at the end of the day, they still have to play the game.
They still got to play the game. And that's what it's all about. And I just think that everybody
with
has.
With that said, road time.
I've been saying it since the beginning. I think that everybody has counted the Irish out. They have said, basically, Nick Saban and his team are going to roll over the Irish. And I just think that the Irish are going to get big.
Kendrick says it's hard to beat a Nick Saban team that's had 20 days to prepare. It's just hard. And it really is. He gets a minute.
Hard, but not impossible.
Hard, but not impossible, but roll time.
Well, I think we will see tonight who plays the biggest and who wants it the most. And so that is going to be a game to watch. Now, the Seahawks defeated RG3 and company last night, and the pundits are saying, well, now that they should have never played RG3 with his knee in the condition that it was in, and so now you've got everybody Monday morning quarterbacking that situation.
Right.
You know, so it's 6-1 and a half a dozen in the other. If he would have come out,
it is. They did good.
You know, he did well his first year in the NFL, going to the playoffs, you know. But what
their team was horrible last year.
Horrible. Mm-hmm. He made him a contender.
Absolutely. They did really, really well. And if he wouldn't have got hurt, they probably would have won that game.
Oh, absolutely. You could see from the opening drives that he was ready to pick them apart. But,
right.
You know, the mind is a powerful tool. But when the body says no, then, you know, it's no. And that knee just gave out and had a play that probably was a game changer where he fumbled the ball. But you know what? I know he's going to live to fight another day.
Correct.
So there are a few teams left. It's the road to the Super Bowl. It's the game that if you're a sports fan, we love to live for. So it'll be interesting to see what happened. Also, the Cheeseheads, the Packers knocked off Adrian Peterson and company. Hated to see that. Wanted to see them go a little bit further in the playoffs. But it's all about, you know, who gets the biggest. Who shows up.
That's correct.
It's Momentous Monday, and it's 8:49 a.m. You're on point.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get wired satellites powered by DirecTV now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companion's health care services, people care by caring people. Owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hey, what's up with that McRib sandwich at Mickey D's? It tastes good, but where's the bone? Well, let me break it down. They start with the 100% tender, juicy pork minus the bone. Because no bone means more meat. And more meat means what? More sauce. Tangy, sweet, delicious sauce. Add pickles and onions, stack it all up on a tasty bun, and bam! A delicious McRib sandwich that fits in the palm of your hand. But only for a limited time. Now that's the simple joy of McRib. At participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute understand that their patients deserve leading-edge cardiac, vascular, and thoracic care. Board-certified doctors Gary Jones and Chance DeWitt are committed to quality care and innovations, pioneering many of the latest advancements in cardiovascular and thoracic surgical care. Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute, the leading edge in state-of-the-heart care. Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
A stroke can be devastating, so it's important to know the signs and get immediate care at Christus Cabrini Stroke Center. We've partnered with Ochsner Medical Center's telemedicine program to provide 24/7 access to highly specialized neurologists. And we're ranked in HealthGrade's top 5% nationally for treatment of stroke. When seconds matter, care matters. Christus Cabrini Stroke Center. Fighting stroke together.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. This segment is sponsored by Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. People care by caring people. Darlene St. Romain and her team down in Bunkie, you can phone them by dialing 318-346-2540. In Opelousas, you can phone 337-942-9939. And of course, McDonald's of Alexandria. You know, there's so much going on. There's so much going on. And one of the things that is going on right now is the cold and flu season. And the experts are saying that this cold and flu season is by far outpacing cold and flu seasons since 2003, 2004. And so we just want to remind you that a lot of people are coming down with the cold and the flu. And so the CDC is saying that it is still not too late to get vaccinated. So last time they said in 2003, 2004, it proved to be one of the worst and most lethal seasons in the past 35 years, with more than 48,000 deaths. And so if you have not gotten your flu shot, they say that it is not too late. They say that the outbreaks, the CDC is saying that the outbreaks have taken hold of 46 states. and higher than normal reports of flu have come in from Alabama, Louisiana, Mississippi, Tennessee, and Texas. So there is what they're calling an uptick. Like this usually doesn't happen until Christmas time, but flu-related hospitalizations are also rising, and it is happening earlier. And we're seeing deaths of children and deaths of older people. So it is a mouthful to say hospitalizations are rising from flu and from cold and flu, and this is the time of the year, and it is worse than they have seen it since 2003, 2004. So we want to encourage people, if you have not gotten vaccinated, and I'm talking to us as well, because I know some people just simply don't ever get the flu shot, but this is what the CDC is recommending, especially in our states. They say the southern states are particularly bad this cold and flu season. So we just want to put that on your mind. And let me tell you what we're going to be talking about as we're talking about cold and flu. Tomorrow we're going to be talking about radical well-being. We're going to be hearing from Dr. Rita Hancock. She is the author of Radical Well-Being, and it is a biblical guide, D.C., to overcoming pain, illness, and addictions. It is an absolutely amazing book. And it is very interesting, and it is something that we will be talking about to try to help people to get healthy and whole in 2013. And we are working on lots of incredible shows, D.C., to make people think. If we start to change the way that we think,
absolutely,
then that's the way that we promote overall change. It's got to start in your thinking. You know, a man is as he thinketh. And so when we start thinking good about ourselves and good about our health, then we will start to get better. And we're going to remind you every single day, not just DC on Momentum Monday, but every day.
Absolutely. We've got so many excellent shows coming up. Really have to stay tuned and be on point to get the information that's going to be disseminated from these wonderful guests that we have coming up here in the future.
From around the country, and we have been blessed. We understand that with the favor of God, that we have had some of the most incredible authors, thinkers, and people to join us to bring their supply to our listening audience, to the OPT network.
Absolutely. That's why. And everything that we're bringing here is brought to you by the people who sponsor the show.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're out there and you're needing goods and services and you hear us speaking about people like Selah Beauty Supply, go over there and check them out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, go over there and check them out. These people are actually, they are what makes this show happen. You know, because when they sponsor it, it allows us to bring it to you. And, you know, somebody has to sponsor. So why go to somebody who's not spending any dollars in your community?
Absolutely. And you know what? We work hard, DC, to share with our listeners the people that are making the difference in our communities, people that are implementing and agents of change.
Absolutely. And not the people who are just sponsoring our show, all the shows. If you listen to this station, you know, there's many shows. There's many shows who are actually going out and they have people sponsoring their shows, and they're bringing you excellent information and doing wonderful things in the community to help your life. You know, go out and support those people who sponsor these shows.
Absolutely. And who sponsor this station, because that's that is the reason. That is the reason. And so it is our great pleasure every single day, no matter if it's a holiday or not, to bring you the best information to keep you on point and to keep you focused on getting big, getting better, and absolutely finding out why you're here, who you are, why you are, and where you are in the process. We're going to be talking a lot about that in the days and weeks to come. We want to thank you guys so much for spending the very best part of your morning with us right here on the official OPT Network. We love you so much. God loves you more than that. So love yourself, and don't forget to be the change that you want to see. For David Christmas, for David II, a.k.a. Deuce Christmas, I'm Carlette Christmas. Have a great and a momentous Monday. And guess what? God willing, we'll see you right back here on Tuesday. Have a great day. You've been On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT network.